Hello.
Hello, my name is Kevin Sarmiento and I'm with Opinion Research, an independent market research firm. We're doing a survey on issues facing your area today, and I would like to ask you a few questions on a confidential basis. Before we begin, I need to know if I have reached you on a cell phone, and if so, are you in a place where you can talk safely without endangering yourself or others?
Yes.
Am I talking to Teresa Borman?
Yes.
Thank you so much. And are you registered to vote at your home address in New Mexico?
I am.
In which country are you registered to vote? Otero. In which county are you registered to vote, in Otero?
Yes, I am in Otero.
Thank you. Are you or is anyone in your household employed by a newspaper, television or radio station or political party, a political blog, or by a candidate for political office?
I am not. No one is in my household.
Perfect. Now just to make sure that we have a representative sample, in what year were you born?
I 1960.
Thank you so much, ma'am. And what is the last grade that you have completed in school? Some grade school, some high school, graduated high school, technical vocational school, some college, graduated college, or post-graduated?
Graduated college with postgraduate technical training for my employment.
Thank you so much. And just for statistical purposes only, are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No, I'm not.
And thinking about the upcoming November elections for President, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices, how likely would you say you are to vote in the November election? Are you very likely, somewhat likely, not very likely, or not at all likely?
I am very likely.
And thinking about the upcoming November election for United States Congress, if the election for United States Congress were being held today, for whom would you vote? The Republican candidate or the Democrat candidate for this district?
Republican candidate.
Do you approve or disapprove of the job Kamala Harris is doing as vice president?
Disapprove.
Somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Now changing topics for a moment, I would like to read you a list of names of different people active in politics here in New Mexico and nationality. For each one, please tell me first whether you've heard of the person, then, if so, please tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of that person. If I name someone you do not know too much about, just tell me and we'll go on to the next one, right? The first
okay.
One is Joe Biden.
Joe Biden?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm familiar with him. Disapprove. Strongly disapprove. Is that...
Okay, what about Kamala Harris?
Strongly disapprove.
What about Donald Trump?
Strongly approve.
What about Gabby Vasquez?
Gabe Vasquez?
Yes.
I disapprove. Strongly disapprove.
What about Evit Herrell?
Strongly approve. Went to school with it.
Thank you so much. And which of the following issues area would you say is the most important issue in deciding your vote for United States Congress? If you had to pick one or two as the most important issues, would it be national security and foreign affairs, social security and Medicare, illegal immigration and border security, government spending and debt, inflation and cost of living like groceries and gas, abortion, crime and drugs, the economy and jobs, healthcare, protecting democracy, taxes, the environment and climatic change, or education?
My strongest would be foreign policy, the first one you said.
National security and foreign affairs?
Yes.
Okay. You can pick one more.
And education.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much. And thinking again about the upcoming November election, how interested are you in the election for President, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and the other offices? Please rate your interest from the 10 with the, from 1 to 10, with 1 meaning that you have no interest at all in the election, and 10 meaning that you have you are extremely interested. Of course, you can choose any number between 1 and 10.
Okay.
How interested are you?
Oh, in generally?
Yeah, in general.
10.
Yeah, 10.
I thought they were going to be specific. Sorry about
that. Oh, there's no problem at all, and thank you for your answer. Right now, we're exactly in the middle of the survey. We really appreciate your time, ma'am. Now, thinking some more about this year's November elections. As you may have heard before, President Joe Biden recently dropped out of the presidential race and is endorsing Vice President Kamala Harris to take his place. If the election for president were held today, for whom would you vote if the candidates were Donald Trump, Republican, Kamala Harris, Democrat, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Independent, Chase Oliver, Libertine, and Jill Stein, Green Party?
Donald Trump.
Definitely Donald Trump, or probably Donald Trump?
Definitely Donald Trump.
And if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote between Yvette Herrill, Republican, and Gabe Vasquez, Democrat?
Yvette Herrill.
Would you say definitely or probably?
Definitely.
Next, I'd like to read you some statements about one of the candidates running for U.S. Congress, Gabe Vasquez. These are the type of statements you might heard in the course of a political campaign. After I read each one, please tell me if that statement makes you more likely or less likely to vote for Gabe Vasquez. Or if it makes no difference, you can tell me so. The first one is, Gabe Vasquez reportedly was calling a former colleague with the N-word. Would that make you feel more likely or less likely?
It wouldn't make a difference. No difference.
Thank you so much. Gabe Vasquez butted against the parent bills of rights legislation that gives parents more access and control over their children's public education and allows them to know what their children are being taught in the school. That makes you feel more likely or less likely?
Less likely.
Much more or somewhat?
I would be much less likely to vote for him.
Thank you so much. Gabe Vasquez has voted with the Biden-Harris administration 90% of the time and supported their political that left us with record high prices and the worst border crisis in American history. What about that one?
That would make me much less likely to vote for him.
Thank you so much. Even with the surge of fentanyl flowing across our border in New Mexico having the 8th highest overdose death rate in the country, Gabe Vasquez voted against a border security plan to track down on drug traffickers that are using the southern border to sneak drugs into our country and local communities. how that will make you feel.
Much less likely to vote for him.
Gabe Vasquez is a member of a group that support sex change drugs for minors.
Much less likely.
Gabe Vasquez supported immediately ending oil and gas exploration in New Mexico, stating, quote, shut it all down. Let's just get rid of it immediately. How about that one?
Much less likely.
Thank you so much. While crisis at the border has allowed millions of illegal immigrants to enter the country, Gabe Vasquez supports policies that will make it worse. Not only does Vasquez support abolishing ICE, Vasquez has voted against giving resources to the U.S. Customs and Border Protection to track down on human traffic and drug smuggling, and voted against funding for 22,000 Border Patrol agents to help secure the border. How about that one?
Much less likely.
While New Mexico families are struggling to get by, Gabe Vasquez has repeatedly backed effort to provide taxpayer-funded benefits to illegal immigrants. While on the Las Cruces City Council, Gabe Vasquez supported a program that extends healthcare to illegal immigrants. Vasquez also praised a plan to expand federal student aid and to set aside $10.5 billion in cash payments to illegal immigrants. How about that one?
Much less likely.
Much less likely. Gabe Vasquez is a defund the police Democrat who has opened to replacing police officers with psychologists and has supported reduced penalties on violent crime, including carjacking, holding views more extreme than most New Mexico Democrats. How about that one?
Much less likely.
Gabe Vasquez supports the Biden-Harris administration war on New Mexico energy and supported a liberal plan pushed by environmental extremists, which could cost as much as $93 trillion and would kill New Mexico's oil and gas industry and design funding for our schools. How about that one?
Much less likely.
Gabe Vasquez said investing in oil and gas is irresponsible, even though the oil and gas industry contributes roughly $1.4 billion annually to New Mexico public schools. How about that one?
Much less likely.
Gabe Vasquez backs policies that encourage illegal immigration and supports sanctuary cities which prevent local law enforcement from working with federal agents like AZE. How about that one?
Much less likely.
Gabe Vasquez called for defunding the police, saying, quote, it's not just about defunding the police, it's about defining a system that privileges white people over everybody else. What about that one?
Much less likely.
As crossing of our southern border rose, Gabe Vasquez called what was happening at the southern border a, quote, non-existent threat. Now migrant crime is raving New Mexico. How about that one?
Much less likely.
Earlier this year, an arrest warrant was issued for Gabe Vasquez after he failed to appear in court. What about this one?
Much less likely.
Thank you so much, man. Moving on, now that you have heard some more information, if the election for U.S. Congress were being held today, for whom would you vote? Yvette Herrell, Republican, or Gabe Vasquez, Democrat?
Gabe Vasquez. I'm sorry. Who would I vote for? I would vote for Yvette Herrell. Sorry, Yvette Herrell.
Definitely or just probably?
Definitely.
Thank you. Now, just a few more questions about yourself, for only for statistical purposes. Despite how you might feel today, are you registered to vote as a Republican, a Democrat, an Independent, or something else?
In New Mexico, it's called something else. So.
Okay.
It's called decline to state.
Okay, I totally get it. And generally speaking, do you consider yourself to be conservative, moderate, or liberal on most issues?
Generally speaking, moderate.
Moderate. And just for statistical purposes, what is your race? Is it Caucasian or white, African American or black?
Caucasian. Caucasian or white.
Okay. Are you currently single and never married, unmarried, and living with a partner, married, separate, widowed, or divorced?
I'm living with a partner.
Now, just for a statistical purpose.
Hey,
and despite...
Okay.
Yeah?
Is that considered gay, or because if it's, I'm not gay, I'm just not married to the man that I'm living with?
No, that doesn't mean homosexual. It means that you are living with a partner, even though you both are not married.
That's correct.
Yes. Thank you so much, ma'am. We're really about to finish. We are 96%. Now, just for statistical purposes, and despite on how you might be feeling today, please tell me, for whom did you vote in the election for president in November 2020? Donald Trump, Republican, Joe Biden, Democrat, Gore Gerson, Liberton, Howie Hawkins, Green, or other?
Donald Trump.
This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation, ma'am. Your time was really helpful today. Have a nice day, ma'am.
Thank you.